support those striving to be the best in theirs. Old Dominion Freight Line, official freight carrier of Wisconsin Athletics, helping the world keep promises.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Badger football lives here.
Oh, my goodness!
This is Badger football from Learfield.
This message is for Karina, our mom who finished her high school diploma at age 28. Hi, Mom. It's Amethyst and Nicholas.
Congratulations on getting your diploma.
You worked so hard and have taught us so much.
We love you.
When you graduate, they graduate. Finish your high school diploma for you and for them. Visit finishyourdiploma.org to find free and supportive adult education centers near you. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
And here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot fast and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
We continue with the Badger pregame show tonight. 6:30 is the kick time against the Cornhuskers from Nebraska. Time for our Badgers in the NFL segment. It is presented by Cunis Auto RV Group, your trusted automotive dealer across the Midwest. Here's Nick Brusewitz.
We begin our Badgers in the NFL with Broncos quarterback Russell Wilson. In the team's 24-22 win over the Bills on Monday Night Football, Wilson threw for 193 yards and two touchdowns, including this 7-yard score to running back Javonte Williams in the fourth quarter.
12th play of the drive. Wilson gets rid of it for the touchdown to Javonte Williams.
That call courtesy of ESPN. Wilson has now thrown 18 touchdowns through 9 games this season, and Denver has won 3 games in a row, bringing their record to 4-5 on the year. In Pittsburgh, linebacker TJ Watt was able to record a season-high 8 total tackles, including this sack in Sunday's 23-19 win over the Packers.
Motion man is Watson. Love straight back. Love devoured from behind by TJ Watt.
Highlight courtesy of CBS, and the sack represented Watt's 88th of his career, passing his brother JJ's 87.5 from his first 100 career games. Down in Dallas, tight end Jake Ferguson was able to reach the end zone for the third straight game in Sunday's 49-17 win over the Giants. He reeled in 4 catches for 26 yards, including this 1-yard score in the second quarter.
Bringing the fullback, fake to Pollard here, floating it out for Ferguson, touchdown Dallas.
The call from Fox, Ferguson has caught 15 passes for 164 yards and 3 touchdowns over the last 3 weeks. Finally, over in Germany, running back Jonathan Taylor turned 23 carries into 69 yards in this score in Sunday's 10-6 win over the Patriots.
They're dispatching with the push formation. It's Jonathan Taylor bouncing it right. Touchdown.
That highlight from NFL Network, Taylor has now scored twice on the ground this year while also adding a receiving touchdown over the 6 contests he's appeared in. That's Badgers in the NFL for this week. I'm Nick Brusewitz.
All right, thank you, Nick. Good work. Still to come, we'll check around the Big Ten. The landscape is getting interesting, and you're listening to Badger football from Learfield.
It's time for the Make the Holidays Bright sales event at your local Ford dealer. Get special offers on our adventure-ready Ford SUVs or on our great selection of Ford trucks. Choose from a large inventory of Ford vehicles equipped with technology, space, and flexibility for any season. And let Ford make the holidays bright, bringing everyone together. Visit your local Ford dealer today during the Make the Holidays Bright sales event.
Hi, it's Matt LePay, voice of the Badgers. Did you know Evans Transportation moves more than 30,000 shipments in the Badger State every year? Last year, they moved nearly 500 million pounds of freight for Scani customers. Is that why Evans is known as Wisconsin's 3PL? You betcha. Looking for customized logistics solutions to keep your business moving? Call Wisconsin's 3PL, Evans Transportation. Find them at evanstrans.com.
The football season is a nonstop adrenaline-fueled push to the end zone. So show your team colors and fanatic passion all season long for the Badgers with your favorite red and white gear. Shields has proudly partnered with the Wisconsin Badgers to bring you your favorite fan gear. So visit Shields in-store or online to kick off every Badgers game with a touchdown. Shields, proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics and football fans everywhere.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober.
Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
Bucky says, on Wisconsin. This is Badger football from Learfield.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Into the building for the first time after the shooting. It was crippling, but it had to be preserved.
In response to the Pulse nightclub shooting that affected the LGBTQ community, Barbara Poma, owner of Pulse, founded the One Pulse Foundation to honor Pulse victims and survivors.
If you're an ally of this community, speak out. There are more of us together than apart. It is the power of love in its rawest form.
Join the fight for LGBTQ acceptance. Learn how at lovehasnolabels.com. Brought to you by Love Has No Labels and the Ad Council.
Back with you at Camp Randall Stadium, I'm Mike Heller. It is the Big Ten East coming down to the final game next Saturday at 11 a.m., just like it has so many times before. It will be Ohio State, undefeated, at Michigan, undefeated. They'll play at the Big House. They both began the day 8-0 in the Big Ten. Michigan won earlier today on the road at Maryland, much tougher than some would have thought. 31-24, they outlast the Terrapins and improved to 11-0, 8-0 in the Big Ten. And they are ready. Blake Corum rushed it 28 times, 94 yards, couple of touchdowns. And Michigan, again, without Jim Harbaugh next Saturday, will play for a Big Ten championship against, well, Big Ten East championship against Ohio State. I'm assuming the Buckeyes will hold. They're number two in the country. They lead 30-0 at the Horseshoe against Minnesota with about 10 minutes to play in the third quarter. That would move Ohio State to 11-0 and 8-0 in the Big Ten, getting ready for that showdown as it is next week. And the interesting thing, at least to me, in that one is that the loser likely finds themselves with no shot to get in the college football playoff, despite being number two and number three in the country in the college football playoff rankings and both going into that game undefeated. And let's say it's a three-point game or a one-score game, maybe even an overtime game, the loser almost certainly out. So next year it won't be the case. We'll go to 12 teams in the playoff. That's the a little bit of the scoreboard. The other game's going on. This is also interesting. In the Big Ten West, it is Illinois leading at Iowa by a score of 10-9, the Illini lead, 10-9, and they are late in the third quarter. By the way, there was a baseball game that was there after an inning today. It was 3-2. Illinois led the game after one quarter, 3-2, which was expected, but they both scored touchdowns in the second quarter. Nobody has scored in the third. It is Illinois 10 and Iowa 9. with 2:30 to play in the third quarter. Super interesting in this regard. If Iowa loses, the Big Ten West remains wide open because Nebraska will play against Iowa next week, and that might help decide it. Illinois' game next week might help to decide it. Iowa, some people thought they were in and done. Not if they lose today. That part is very interesting. Elsewhere in the Big Ten, Penn State beat Rutgers 27-6, and Michigan State went on the road. Indiana is now 1-7 in the Big Ten. We know where the win was. Michigan State goes on the road and beats the Hoosiers 24-21. And how about David Braun and the work being done at Northwestern after coming in here and winning last Saturday? Northwestern at home today beat Purdue 23-15. Northwestern is 6-5, bowl eligible, 4-4 in the Big Ten. And were it not for a goal line turf stand that they weren't able to convert at Wrigley Field against Iowa, Northwestern would likely be in position to win the Big Ten West. How strange is all of that? And then the lone night game, obviously, is right here at Camp Randall Stadium with Nebraska visiting the Badgers. We'll kick off here at about 6:30. We're going to go down on the sidelines with Patrick Herb when we come back. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
I'm Sawyer.
And I'm Shannon.
Together, we're Twin Stunts, the only twin motorcycle freestyle show in the world.
We are born and raised in Wisconsin, so we want all our fellow cheeseheads to know that even though we clutch it up, hit 12, and drift in our show, we would never do it on the open road. And there's another thing we would never do on the road.
Drive drunk.
Drive sober. Or get pulled over.
Together, we can save lives.
Learn more at zeroinwisconsin.gov.
Wisconsin DOT.
In football, every play is about perfect execution. Tackling at the right angle, blitzing at the right second, juking at the right moment. Every move can make or break the game, and sometimes, the player. That's when athletes turn to UW Health Sports Medicine. From muscle tears in a tackle to ACL sprains in a quick pivot, our MVP providers are the Badgers' official team doctors, ready to deliver award-winning care for any injury, so every Wisconsin athlete can keep on winning. UW Health. Remarkable.
In the heart of downtown Milwaukee, there's an all-new Pottawatomie Casino Hotel, where there's a table waiting for you at 12 bars and restaurants, a winning seat at 40 table games or 3,000 slot machines, plus the thrill of bingo, full-service sports betting, and more. Are you ready to spark something new? Light up your senses at Pottawatomie Casino Hotel. Explore more at paysbig.com.
We believe in education. We believe in public schools. At WEA Member Benefits, we believe in helping Wisconsin public school employees and their families achieve their financial goals by providing personal insurance, retirement and investment, and financial planning programs that are designed specifically for the education community. WEABenefits.com. That's WEABenefits.com. WEA Member Benefits is a proud partner of Wisconsin Athletics.
This is your home for the Badgers.
It is good! He hit it!
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
The impact of a meal goes well beyond feeding our bodies, because feeling full can sound like this.
How did the interview go?
I did it! I got the job! I can't believe it!
And like this.
Mom, I got first place at the science fair with my volcano project!
That's amazing, sweetie. Congratulations!
Because when people are fed, futures are nourished, and everyone deserves to live a full life. Join the movement to end hunger at feedingamerica.org/act now. Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Smokey Bear, and I made an assistant to help you out, because only you can prevent wildfires.
Hey, Assistant Smokey Bear, call me Papa Bear, because I'm grilling up dinner. Do you get it?
Yes, good job.
So, what should I do with all these coals?
Don't just toss them out. Put them in a metal container, because those embers can start a wildfire.
I understand. The stakes are high.
Ha, 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 ha.
Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
Rolling through to kickoff here tonight at Camp Randall Stadium, the final in this stadium until August 31st of next year. 9 months and a couple weeks away So let's see if they can go out on a winning note, Wisconsin and Nebraska tonight just after 6:30. Patrick Kerr will be on the sideline tonight. Weather is, again, pretty favorable for this time of year, so conditions aren't going to be a factor. Let's begin with injuries. Patrick, what do you know?
Well, on the Wisconsin's availability report, again, that's the new thing that was instilled by the Big Ten this year. It comes out 2 hours prior to kickoff. Wisconsin has two players that are listed as questionable. Those are Kamoi Latu and Braylon Allen. Now, I'm actually probably skeptical Braylon Allen will give them much or be able to give them much of this game. We saw last week he played a little bit on that first series, never came back. I'm not sure. I'm not expecting him necessarily in this one. Kamoi Latu, I think, will be able to give them something. That he'll probably be on some sort of pitch count. And it's significant, not necessarily just because of his skill as a player, but he brings an attitude. He brings a violence to this defense that is something that they're looking for, right? That Fickell and his staff are searching for that. Who's the player who will punch back or make the first punch even better? And Latu's a guy that brings that attitude. So those are the two kind of injury updates. Other than that, Wisconsin's in decent shape. Injuries have ravaged Nebraska, though, too. The Huskers are down two of their top running backs, two top receivers, two starting offensive linemen. They've had issues at quarterback, so they're not going to have any sympathy for Wisconsin with all the injuries they've dealt with.
Now, last week post-game, Patrick, you're front and center. I won't use the term that they use, but it's about care factor. Some of that was questioned. They have a different phrase for that. The players do. But how did you see the players' evolution from what we heard and saw post-game last Saturday night to what they run out of the tunnel with today?
You know, we're gonna have to see.
Yeah.
Part of the frustration with the staff, or at least the mystifying part, is that this team has responded, quote-unquote, great. Even in the face of adversity, they're a mature group. They're seniors. There's a lot of people who have been through a lot. They're intelligent, smart, cerebral, like good chemistry in the locker room. Like that kind of stuff isn't fragmented. It's really not. So they came out. They worked out on Sunday, even though everybody was frustrated. Everybody showed up. It wasn't, you know, there were no behind the doors team meetings, things like that. So the week has been good. The preparation's been good. I know that this team is desperate to get off to a good start. And that, you know, it feels like that's been a thing we've been talking about all season, really, aside from the Purdue game where Wisconsin scored on its first two drives with touchdowns, had a few stops, and then they rolled in that game. Aside from that, that's been a thing that's plagued them all season. And so they're looking for how can they do that? How can they punch first? I think from a defensive standpoint, they maybe try to take a little different approach this week and not necessarily – it's not that they're not preparing for Nebraska, but not necessarily, hey, there's three different quarterbacks that could play. Let's have three different schemes if those guys come out. No, we're going to do what we're going to do. We're going to hit them first. And so we'll only be able to find out once the game unfolds. But the chemistry seems fine. It really does.
Patrick, you've been around for a few senior days. There's no formula to figure out how those players playing in their final home game and those who are playing for them, how that emotion will impact the game. Usually it's just the game, and we talk about as it relates to those seniors, but it's hard to figure what that means on the field when they come out of the tunnel.
Yep, that's the great unknown with these days, with senior days like this. I just walked through the McLean Center, and all the families are in there having a pregame kind of hospitality area, and it's a very emotional time for families, as I can only imagine if my son were at this level. But for the players too, when they come out of the tunnel and they have their parents on the field and that's something that's never happened to them before, having their folks on the field or their loved ones out there. Now Fickell's got an interesting approach to this too. He understands what senior day is about. He said he's learned even more what it means now that he's got children and kind of sees it through the eyes of a parent. But he's never really been actually that big of a senior day person. Not overly emotional. His senior day, he hated it at Ohio State. He said when he ran out, he's like, why are my parents on the field? Like, it's not something that he wanted to be doing. He's like, I got to go play football against my biggest rival, Michigan, here. And I got supposed to get emotional with my parents. In fact, he's got an interesting story about it that, when he was supposed to be running out, one of his teammates was ahead of him running out and bumped into some Michigan staff member, I think, that was crossing the field at the same time and fell. And so he left his parents and ran out and helped pick up his teammate. And it's a little bit of a window into football is what's important.
Sure.
I'll talk to my parents after the game.
Yeah. And then I'm going to go back to the previous note you mentioned about setting the tone and how critical that is. It's not something you mentioned. They did it at Purdue, but really it's not been the MO of this team. They haven't played after setting the tone early, and I know that it's been a focus.
Yeah, Mike, we don't know how this team can play with a lead. Yeah. We haven't seen it in ages. An amazing stat is that Wisconsin has not taken an offensive snap with the lead since the Rutgers game on October 7th.
Mm.
Now, they won a game in there at Illinois, but they won right at the end.
Play. Yeah.
And then Illinois finished the game on the field. They had the lead last week against Northwestern, 3-0, but Northwestern answered with a touchdown and never relinquished the lead. So we have not seen what this offense can do when they play from ahead, and I think that they're desperate to be able to see that. The 3.5 games that Braden Locke was the starter, he never took a snap with the lead.
There we go. Patrick, thank you. Always appreciate the input. Patrick will be on the sideline throughout the game tonight. Here's a little update. Illinois kicked a field goal. The Illini, with the first 4 seconds of the fourth quarter off the clock, Illinois leads at Iowa 13-9. We'll keep you up to date before we wrap up. Jesse Temple of The Athletic is standing by. He'll be in next. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Normally, when we do a commercial, we talk about all of the options a Cleary building has. We talk about storing your toys or using it for a workshop, but that's not what I'm going to talk about today. I'd like to salute our remarkable team for giving the customer service you deserve. From our engineers to the folks pounding nails, we are proud of each and every one of them, and we think you will be too. So instead of talking about plenty of space for your vehicles, I hope you will give the best in the business a chance. Cleary Building Corp. Since 1978.
Hey Badger fans, Mark Tosher here. My wife Sarah and I are proud to be partnering with American Family Insurance to support the American Family Children's Hospital.
As parents, we know how important a supportive and caring children's hospital can be.
And we need your help. Go to amfamkids.org today to donate and help us ensure children receive the care they need.
From now through the end of the football season, American Family Insurance will match every dollar you donate up to $50,000 to support the children's hospital.
Thank you, and go Badgers!
Hey friends, Matza Matt here for Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza. Does it seem like you're camping in the forest of complaints when it comes to your kids and dinner time? Phrases like,
what even is that?
And,
we're having that again?
Or,
seriously?
Are getting tossed around like a frisbee at the beach. I know you want to break free from the barrage of bemoaning, so toss in a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza for dinner tonight. That thin crust, delicious sauce, and mountain of mozzarella will have the kids singing your praises at dinner time. Snag a Brewpub Lots and Matza Pizza today from the freezer section in your local grocery store.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
From the opening kickoff to the fifth quarter.
The defense comes through again.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Are you interested in a shatterproof career opportunity with a world-class employer who supports work-life balance? Cardinal LG Amery uses modern cutting-edge technology to produce the highest quality products in the industry. With community and family values deeply embedded into their everyday operations, they are truly a top-tier local employer and offer flexible scheduling, outstanding benefits, and opportunities for growth. Join the team and discover an environment that is supportive of you, your talents, and your life outside of work. Apply today and go to shatterproofcareers.com for more information. Lots of insurance companies make promises about how much money you can save if you switch over to them. Well, here's our promise. With a West Bend policy, you can save everything. Every memory, every detail, everything you worked so hard for. Once it comes time to actually make a claim, a cheap insurance policy can really cost you. Why not protect everything that matters with a policy from West Bend? To find out more about West Bend Insurance and the Silver Lining, contact Lead Home Insurance Agency in Amory, Wisconsin. 715-268-7188.
We continue at Camp Randall Stadium. Mike Heller, Jesse Temple of The Athletic will join me in a moment. UW Athletics proud to recognize the official products of Camp Randall Stadium, Brewpub Lots of Matzah Pizza, Old Dutch Potato Chips, and Pepsi on Wisconsin. And as I said, Jesse Temple is hanging with me. We're not bothered by the paparazzi. Nobody's asking to take selfies like with Tausch. Tausch is constantly up here taking pictures with fans. Doesn't happen to you and me.
Tausch is world famous. I don't have a picture on my stories. It's just a byline. No one knows who I am, and that's okay.
Let me ask you what I was asking Patrick, and none of us know, right? But I'll let you opine about it, the players and the reaction from last Saturday night and how that maybe plays through the week and what you might expect when they run out of the tunnel here just after 6:30.
Well, I think staffers and players expect that they'll have some fight and some bounce back and show that they're together and play a really good game against Nebraska. Now, I can't definitively say that's going to happen because we haven't seen much evidence of them putting it all together here the last 5 weeks or so, other than a late run against Illinois. But I know it's been a trying week for the team after that loss to Northwestern.
Yeah, I won't ask if the reaction last Saturday night surprised you. I'm just curious as to your reaction to their reaction, in particular Tanner Mordecai and Hunter Wohler on their postgame last Saturday night.
Well, you said you wouldn't ask if it surprised me, but it did surprise
me. It did, okay, yeah.
Because, look, Hunter is an in-state kid. He had a great offer list. He could have gone to Ohio State, and he said, this is not why I came to Wisconsin. This is not the Wisconsin program that I remember growing up watching. And it was an all-time post-game press conference where he really wore his emotions on his sleeve. And as one of the leaders, I think he felt the need to call out people. And you hope that they're able to respond. I know that Sunday was a pretty important day for them. I had a chance to talk to Tanner Bordellini, and he said that they had an opportunity to share what their feelings were. And then also an opportunity to talk to the position coaches and express what they felt like was working and what wasn't working. And he said that's not typically how it is on a Sunday. Usually they just tell you what to do, and you obviously fill in your lane. So you have to hope, if you're a Badgers fan, that what happened throughout the week will lead to better performance on the field.
This matchup, some fans aren't going to fully realize it, but this matchup, Nebraska, regardless of what the point spread is, Nebraska's played a pretty good season this year. Turnovers have haunted them big time. They're minus 14. That's second worst of any college football team of the 133 that play at this level. So that's a pretty good team on the other sideline that has hurt themselves. Well, how do you see tonight's matchup?
What's interesting is that these programs have identical records this season, and yet if you look at how these programs are viewed right now, complete opposite, right? Wisconsin was picked in the preseason to win the Big Ten West and hasn't met those expectations. Meanwhile, Nebraska hasn't been to a bowl game since 2016. So if they were able to win this, it would be really important for Matt Rhule's first season. But Nebraska, I think, is a lot better than people anticipated and have begun to play well here of late.
What do you think? What do you look at? What might be a telltale sign for you?
Well, Nebraska comes into this game ranked third in the country in run defense. Yeah. And if Braylon Allen isn't available or can only go a little bit, then you're asking your number three, number four running backs at the start of the season to do more work. So I wonder if they're going to have to put a little bit more on Tanner Mordecai. And obviously the defense is going to have to consistently show up. That's how Wisconsin is going to have an opportunity. They gave up three touchdowns on the first three drives against Northwestern, and the game was essentially over.
They scored 3 points on the opening drive a week ago, Wisconsin did, and then they scored in the last 30 seconds of the game. Didn't matter. In between, they did very little. Is there a belief that the offense can muster enough? Because the personnel hadn't changed, right? It's the same, especially if Braylon indeed doesn't go.
Well, I don't know. The belief would have to come internally because, I think externally it's hard to see how you can suddenly put together a performance like you did against Purdue earlier in the year when they looked so good early. Then obviously Ches Malusi got hurt. They're capable of it. I think that's part of why it's been so frustrating to watch this season, is because you feel like the talent is there. Luke Fickell said that when I asked him after the Washington State loss. He didn't want to make excuses for new schemes. He said he felt like they had the talent. So it's a matter of trying to put it together, and we'll see whether they can do it.
I'll go back to the original point I shared with Matt LePay on this broadcast tonight, and that was when I asked Luke Fickell about how challenging the moment is postgame, right after he walked out of the locker room last Saturday night. He said it's the most challenging that he's ever faced as a coach. How do you think they have handled it? And you've been around them during the week. What do you see in that regard?
Luke was asked on Monday how this season compared to his first year at Cincinnati when the Bearcats went 4-8. Obviously, he was able to turn things around. They won at least 9 games each of the next 5 years. But he said, and I'm paraphrasing, it's a heck of a lot harder this year at Wisconsin. And it's twofold. It's the expectations that he walked into externally and the expectations that he has on himself as a coach, where he feels like he's coming here after having a lot of success at Cincinnati, and you want to be able to have it happen right away, and that's just not what's happened.
Well, we're going to watch it together and find out what happens. Jesse Temple from The Athletic, thank you. It is Wisconsin and Nebraska kickoff just after 6:30 with the Badgers and the Huskers. Matt LePay, Mark Tauscher, Patrick Herb will take over in a moment. I'm Mike Heller, and this is Badger Football from Learfield.
If Big Ten football runs deep in your veins, then SiriusXM Big Ten Radio is what you need to listen to. We're talking conference and team previews, plus hear live games, news, and analysis from experts like Anthony Harris, Jake Butt, Mac McCloy, and Ben Hartsock. Go in-depth with your favorite team with coaches' shows, championship specials, and more. Get inside Big Ten football like nowhere else. Seize your fandom on the SiriusXM app. Stay up to date anywhere you go. Just download the app and start streaming.
Saturdays are made for football. And when the game is on, we're finally off. Off duty, offline, out of office. At Correct Coors Light is our do not disturb message to the world. On game day, we don't think about the 9-to-5, but worry about the 4th-and-1. So this Saturday, grab a Coors Light, press play on some pigskin, and pause on everything else. Coors Light, mountain cold refreshments, made to chill. 2021 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You face a lot of challenges every day. Getting the right rental equipment for the job shouldn't be one of them. At Fabic Rents, we're built to support all your rental needs. We're ready when you are with tools and equipment, expert advice, and exceptional service wherever the job may take you. Our job at Fabic Rents is to make your job easier. Get what you need when you need it. Are you ready to get started? Find out how easy it is today. Visit FabicRents.com. That's FabicRents.com. Fabic Rents. Ready when you are.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The Cardinal and White play here.
More fullback low for the Wisconsin Badgers, and the lead is back to 20.
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
If you're in need of a licensed plumber or HVAC in the Amory area, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating is here to help. With over 20 years of experience in the plumbing trade, they provide quality workmanship for residential and light commercial markets. Whether you need a new bathroom or new kitchen, Royal Flush Plumbing and Heating has done it all. And they can help with heating and cooling systems, winterization, soil tests, septic installs, and much more. Call and schedule your free estimate at 715-268-6565. That's 715-268-6565.
If you've decided that your roof replacement can't wait any longer, call Crum Exteriors, the Kangaroo Roof Experts. You'll get an upfront price before any work begins, a team that keeps you informed at every step, and a beautiful home that you and your neighbors will enjoy for decades. Crum Exteriors featuring Kangaroo Roof. We hop to it. 715-246-6090. CrumExteriors.com.
Badger football is brought to you by Case IH. Get in the red zone with Case IH. Visit caseih.com/badgers. Fabic Cat, your Caterpillar dealer throughout Badgerland. And by Cenex, powered locally. This is the Badger pregame show.
Under the lights at Camp Randall Stadium, still in the mid-40s. We'll take it at this time of year. The final home game of the season as the Badgers take on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. These teams with matching records going into this game. So the winner officially becomes bowl eligible. Another attempt for both teams as the Huskers have lost in each of their last 2 weeks. Both one-score games, losing 20-17 at Michigan State. And then a field goal on the final snap last week in Lincoln gave Maryland a 13-10 win against the Huskers. As for the Badgers, trying to get things right as we're joined by Mark Tauscher, and we'll get into this more when we get into the home field advantage, but after, you know, the comments last week from a couple of players, I think we're all really curious, and I have no idea, but we're all fascinated to see how this Wisconsin team is going to come out tonight.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows, and to be honest with you, I don't know, you know, if everybody, the staff and anybody else really knows, because last week you would have thought we would have seen the best that we had to offer. We didn't see that. So now, you know, you hear Hunter Waller's commentary after the game, and kind of challenging and calling out your teammates. That happens when times are, you feel like rock bottom. I hope that's the case. Whether or not that is, I think we'll get a really good gauge. You know, talking to Luke Fickell before the game on our little hit, I didn't even have to finish asking the question. Fast start. And that's something that I think we've been asking for a bunch. It's been something that this team has struggled with. So whenever you're down a little bit and your locker room has the same human nature that we do and that these fans do, they don't know. They want it. They're working. They want to start seeing good things. But until you actually do it, the doubt will creep in. And when you lose games, confidence is everything in athletics. Doesn't matter if it's high school, if it's professional, or if it's college. And if I'm Nebraska, I want to get off to a fast start. If I'm Wisconsin, I'm figuring out what can we do to get some positive vibe. Because last week, I don't recall at any point us feeling, outside of that first drive where we went down and got a field goal, I never felt like the momentum was a piece of it. So energy, emotion, didn't see a lot of it. I would venture to say, with it being senior night, last game, under the lights, trying to get to be bowl eligible, you would hope that you're going to see Wisconsin's best tonight, but I think it's fair to wonder if that's what we will see.
Yeah, Badgers trying to become bowl eligible for the 22nd straight year. Nebraska trying to go bowling for the first time since 2016. That's still a little tough to really wrap your mind around, given the proud tradition, the championship tradition of Nebraska football. Well, one team tonight does become officially bowl eligible, and we're 1 hour away from the opening kick. Stay with us. Coming up on our pregame show, we'll check out the home field advantage, fill you in a bit on the Huskers as our pregame coverage continues. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
Winter driving requires a bit more vehicle preparation and a lot more caution when driving. So be sure to stop into your neighborhood bumper-to-bumper auto parts store for all your vehicle's wintertime essentials. Wiper blades, brake fluid, motor oil, fuses, scrapers, filters, and more. You can also find whatever you need online at mybumpertobumperstore.com. We do offer same-day in-store pickup or convenient ship-to-home service. That's bumper-to-bumper. We've got you covered. And thanks for shopping locally.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Monday, you're already late for work. You scramble, putting on pants while brushing your teeth in the dark. And you're starving. Starving. But the only thing in the fridge? Friday night's leftovers. Oof. A three-day-old curry beef burrito for breakfast? Big gamble. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells? Better odds. We're your can't-miss hotspot for big-time casino fun. Ho-Chunk Gaming Wisconsin Dells. Your odds are better here.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
JJ and TJ.
Picked off by TJ, what?
Russ and Barry.
Hello, Russell Wilson.
This is Badger Football from Learfield.
At Amory Chevrolet, we provide customers with all the information they need to make the best and most informed decisions. With our customer-friendly staff, we make sure you'll have fun during the car buying process. Whether you're looking for a new or pre-owned vehicle, Amory Chevrolet is here to help provide courteous and professional service in a friendly atmosphere. Check out our selection of new and pre-owned vehicles at AmoryChevrolet.com or call us at 715-268-7676. That's 715-268-7676. Amory Chevrolet, where we treat people like people.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3627.
This is Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
Our pregame coverage continues from Camp Randall Stadium. The Wisconsin Badgers and the Nebraska Cornhuskers here this evening. Now time for the home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Well, we've talked about energy coming out with great enthusiasm and all of that, but you're getting in a little bit more into the specifics with this game. You know, Taj, we know this is a Wisconsin defense that hasn't forced a turnover in the last two games, but Nebraska ranks 132nd out of 133 FBS teams in turnover margin at a minus 14. So if you're looking for home field advantage, knock the ball out, maybe give your offense a short field.
Yeah, there That's we a good go. Plan. You struggle on offense, best way, defense, special team score. Yeah, watching that game last week, it was unbelievable. Like, okay, that's your formula. And for Nebraska, and you heard, you know, their coach all week talk about, and just talking to some of their media folks up here, it's, oh, you know, their turnover margin stinks, but we're only losing by three. Okay, well, that's one way to look at it. But those things seem to that becomes part of your identity. And obviously, their staff is working hard, you know, securing the football, making smarter decisions at quarterback. But that's kind of ingrained. So now, you know, if you're Tressel and you're the defensive staff here, you're looking at saying, we got to be ball hawks. And early in the year, we talked a lot, you know, let's get the momentum of that going. And I think it was Purdue we saw a little bit. And then it's kind of, you know, faded back. Tonight would be a great night to be ball hawks and to be super aggressive, because Nebraska has been that team that will turn it over. And I think Wisconsin is that team that needs that more than they ever have, especially, you know, considering what we might see from a skill standpoint tonight. Who's in and who's out?
Yeah, the 27 Nebraska turnovers, 22 of them have been charged to the quarterback. Interceptions, obviously, fumbles. Three quarterbacks played last week. Heinrich Harburg was shaken up. Jeff Sims, a transfer from Georgia Tech, and Chubba Purdy.
What a fun name, Brock, Chubba Purdy.
Brock's younger brother.
Yeah. It was interesting listening to, you know, Matt Rhule talk, and it was he took the blame for all those turnovers. Well, that's great. That's nice. But I think that's where, you know, you as a defensive, if you're Rico or if you're a defensive back, you are salivating tonight. It's just like when teams would play Brett Favre. Favre would make great throws, and obviously that's not going to be the case. You know, they'll make some plays, but you knew, be ready. Be ready. Ball's going to be coming your way. Don't drop them. And I assure you tonight, unless Nebraska completely changes their corn, you're going to see some opportunities, and it's time. You better go husk it when it's there.
You're going to call it? You're going to call for it?
I've been way off all year.
All of a sudden, he's got shy. How about that?
I'll say this. If Rico gets one, I am going to drop the Rico Suave over your call tonight.
That is our home field advantage presented by Piggly Wiggly. Shop the pig. We mentioned the three quarterbacks. Sounds like Purdy is going to get the call. We'll see what's up with Harburg and obviously with Jeff Sims as well. They've had injuries to their running back spots. That Does that sound familiar? But Emmett Johnson and Anthony Grant, the two primary running backs. Joshua Fleeks gets in there a little bit as well. It's the defense that those black shirts are kind of coming back into Lincoln. They are really stout against the run. 79 yards per game is all they allow. Second best in the conference, third best nationally. One of the leaders, up front, number zero, Nash Hutmaker, 166-0 as a high school wrestler, and that's all Luke Fickell needs to
know. I was going to say, you know, Fick is just, oh, my God. I bet he's going to run away from him all night. No, you turn that film on, and you notice right away there's a lot of nasty and just tough, leveraged, physical football that's going to be played, and if you don't buckle the chin strap up and you don't have your footwork dialed in as an offensive lineman, you're going to have a long night. So they are really good, especially on their interior, and are going to make it very difficult for Wisconsin to try to establish a run tonight.
Yeah, the run-pass ratio against Nebraska, 45% run, 55% throw. If you're going to move the ball, you are probably going to get it done through the air. And we've seen Wisconsin throw it 40 times in one-score games, so I'm kind of getting ready for a 40-throw night, maybe, and then some here tonight. We'll find out together as the Badgers take on Nebraska. It's a quick scouting report of the Huskers. Our pregame show continues with our player profile presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealers and the all-new Chevy Trax. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Whether you're watching the game, cooking your famous burgers, or leaving a light on for loved ones, we know you count on Alliant Energy to deliver the safe, reliable energy you need so you can focus on what's most important to you. Alliant Energy, powering beyond.
The men and women of the Wisconsin Operating Engineers operate the heavy equipment that builds our roads, bridges, and schools. But did you know they also build the wind and solar farms that supply clean energy to our homes and businesses? They install the broadband infrastructure that helps provide high-speed internet to every corner of Wisconsin. Build your career with the Wisconsin Operating Engineers. Visit join139.com to learn more.
Life's better with an auto policy from American Family Insurance. No matter what dreams you're driving towards. That's because our expert agents will make you feel totally protected with the right auto coverage at the right price. You'll also save up to 23% when you bundle auto with home. American Family Insurance. Get a quote, find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.
Finding the right gift is getting tougher than ever. And who's got the time? That's why more people are shopping online every year. But where do you start? How about the taste of the holidays? Usinger's famous sausage. If you've ever received a Usinger gift box, you know exactly what I'm talking about. They ship anywhere in the continental U.S., and they come in a variety of prices and styles. Go ahead, be a holiday hero, the one who sends the perfect gift. Visit Usinger.com. That's Usinger.com or Google Milwaukee's famous sausage.
Odyssey Brands is a proud partner of UW Athletics and a supporter of our Wisconsin dairy farmers. We believe in using only the highest quality ingredients. Four generations of cheese-making excellence goes into every batch of our Odyssey Greek yogurt and feta cheese. Check us out at odysseybrands.com.
On Wisconsin, the Badgers play here. This is Badger football from Learfield.
Men, if your last doctor appointment was scheduled by your mom, it might be time to contact St. Croix Health and be seen by one of our primary care providers. Why? Preventative care can help identify problems before they become big problems. Our primary care providers are here for you, and our specialists, including urology, cardiology, and orthopedics, are here to help you stay healthy and active. St. Croix Health's mission is to help you live a healthier, happier, and longer life. Call today to schedule your appointment. 1-800-828-3620.
Need help with your garden projects? Looking for quality tools at a low price? Or looking to get started on painting the shed? Ace Hardware in Balsam Lake has the tools, supplies, and professionals to help you get it done. Located at 907 Frontage Road, Balsam Lake, stop in and take a look at the special offers and sales that are going on right now. Or learn more at www.acehardware.com. That's acehardware.com. Ace Hardware, the place with the helpful hardware folks.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
The Badgers pregame show continues here at Camp Randall Stadium. Final home game of the season for Wisconsin, taking on the Nebraska Cornhuskers. Time now for our player profile, and we visit with one of the young guys, freshman linebacker Christian Allegro out of Darien, Connecticut. 6'4", and that length has already come in handy for him, about 230 pounds. Really a player that this coaching staff is very excited about now and into the future. Young man who played a lot of lacrosse growing up, and it looked like that was going to be the route that he would choose post-high school. But as that high school career was moving along, really fell in love with football and has made the decision to come to Wisconsin and made his debut in the defense in maybe a rather unlikely set of circumstances. The closing seconds of the game against Illinois, the Badgers had just scored on the tackle-eligible play to take the lead, and Illinois was trying to get down the field to get into the end zone and get a snatch and back kind of score and win the game. But Allegro got in there, got his hand on the ball, made a play defensively, and he admits he was pretty surprised that they called his name to get out there at crunch time.
It was pretty bizarre. I was actually on kickoff, and I was running down the field on kickoff, and I was like in the end zone, like about to run off to the sideline, and the coach starts screaming my name, Allegro, Allegro. I'm like, what? Like, what's going on here? And they're like, you're in, you're in. So I run on the field. I'm not quite sure. They just start screaming spy, like QB spy. So I run on the field, and that was literally my only job, was spy the QB, because he was running all over the field. And luckily, I wasn't quite sure what I was doing. And I think by the second play, I was like, all right, spy the QB, you're good. Yeah, and like you said, I didn't really have time to even, like, get nervous or, you know. And I just went on the field, and all I was thinking was just do your job, man. Just execute. So
you got your hand on the ball on a pass too, right? So that'd feel pretty good.
That
last stop.
That was awesome. Just to be able to do that, especially in crunch time. It was exciting to make my first play, especially in my freshman season. So yeah, that was awesome.
Reading about you when you came here, once you got on campus, I think the quote was, once you stepped on campus, you fell in love with the place, right? Take us through that experience the first time you visited Wisconsin.
So I believe the first time I visited was back in December on my OV. I only visited once. I had OVs from Wake Forest to here, and I think Wake Forest was my first OV, and it was like, and I came here. And it was like, I remember I came in and it was like a blizzard. And I was like, yep, this is it. I want to come here. I just fell in love with the campus, the coaching staff, you know, the position they wanted me to play. Obviously great academics. So I just, it was something just like in my heart, in my mind, like this is a spot for you. And here we are now. So.
Outside backer, that's what attracted you, you said, just to be clear. Right?
Yeah, they recruited me as an outside backer. Said maybe you'll play some inside, but you know I think they like my athleticism, and they do
for sure. People, I mean, you've been asked this, I'm sure, a lot in the recruiting process, but lacrosse was a big part of your background. Originally that was going to be your ticket, right? Navy. When did that change? When did you really lock in, as much as you enjoy lacrosse, when did football really start to be the sport, like, okay, this is what I want to take a run at here?
So I think it was 2 years ago, my senior season at Darien High School. It was after that football season. I was committed to Navy to lacrosse that whole football season. And after that season, we won the state championship, went 12-1, and I was like, I just knew I wanted to play football in college. I was like, as much as I love lacrosse, that was great my whole life. I just knew, because I played football and lacrosse my whole life, I just knew in the back of my head I wanted to play football at another level. So I remember just talking to my mom, like, Mom, what do I do? Like, lacrosse or football? And she's like, you know, just do what you want to do. So, you know, we talked about a postgraduate year because Navy wanted me to do an extra year because of my age and stuff like that.
Sure.
I went to Avon Old Farms for a postgraduate year. And I kind of just decommitted right when I got there, kind of just banking on just getting some offers or something. So I literally just put everything into football. For that 1 year, I had a great coach, Coach Schooley. He helped me with the recruiting process and all that. And luckily, everything just worked out. And I remember just always having an eye on Wisconsin football. Just the tradition that they have here. Always wanted to come here. I always had an eye on Wisconsin football, but especially where I'm from, Darien High School is just known for lacrosse.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody wants to go to school for lacrosse.
Sure.
I kind of want to pave my own path, write a new story. I want to play football, and hopefully for those other kids that are at Darien High School, they can understand that you don't have to just play lacrosse. And you can play other sports if you want. If you want to play football, go for it. Go chase your dreams. So yeah, now we're here.
So, yeah, take us through that. Is it what you had hoped it would be? Just the experience. I mean, yeah, obviously everybody wants to win more games, this, that, and the other. But the experience here and the process of building your career and building this program, has it been what you hoped it would be so far?
Yes, I would say that. I kind of came into here just saying in my mind, like, just work as hard as you can, day in and day out. And that's kind of what I've been doing, just working, and the rest will come. So that's kind of where we're at now. And obviously, yeah, I'm just so grateful for the opportunities that I've been given on the field so far.
That's Badgers freshman linebacker Christian Allegro. Tosh, I think what's really impressive about him, he can answer my questions while being on his riding lawnmower at the same time. What do you think?
Yeah, that's good. I think leaf collecting is this time of the year, right? You're making sure you get a good mulch, make sure you get that last layer of lawn down. I think it's obviously he is an interesting cat, and I think he's going to be somebody, whether or not you see a ton of him tonight, he is someone I think that this coaching staff is super excited about seeing his development because the length and the athleticism that he's going to bring to the table, and he's already made a few plays. So he's a lot of fun, and if you need someone to help mow your lawn, he can do that too.
He can do that too. He's a multitasker, and we all love multitaskers. That is this week's Player Profile, presented by your Badgerland Chevy dealer and the all-new Chevy Trax. Stay with us. The Badger Notebook with Patrick Herb, who will not be on a riding lawnmower. He's with us
you
in a couple
sure?
of minutes. At least I don't think he is. We could be surprised. Who knows? Back in a minute. This is Badger Football from Learfield.
Maybe your hometown celebrates long-standing Swiss traditions. Cow chip throwing, or even classic car muscle. Everyone has a hometown, and every hometown has a festival. Senex wants to hear about yours. That's why we're launching the Hometown Throwdown. Tell us about your fest, and it could win $100,000. Learn more at senexhometownthrowdown.com. Senex, powered locally.
Badger fans, the Wisconsin men's hockey team is off to their best start in years, and you're not going to want to miss out on all the action at the Kohl Center. Coming off ranked wins, the Red Hot Badgers men's hockey team will be returning to the Kohl Center for a three-week home series, and tickets are going fast. For more information and single game tickets, visit uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS. That's uwbadgers.com or call 1-800-GO-BADGERS.
Are you seeking a better career? Rail Transport offers truck drivers a variety of driving jobs earning top wages. No CDL? No problem. Get paid to get your CDL with Rail's on-the-job paid training program. We're also seeking top talent for driver and customer support positions. To see all the career opportunities at Rail and how you can take home more and be home more, visit rail.jobs. That's rail.jobs. Rail Transport is a proud sponsor of the Badgers.
SeatGeek's the ticketing app for fans like the sideline shot caller.
Come on, boys, pick up the pace!
SeatGeek got him a great deal on seats right near the action, so when he yells,
"What are you doing? Block him!"
he can be absolutely sure the players heard him. SeatGeek handles the tickets to sports, concerts, and more, so fans can fan.
If you're a Badgers fan, you know that scoring big on the field is everything. Few things feel as good as watching your team make it to the end zone. Off the field, you can experience that same feeling with a Magnum Tractor from Case IH. Magnum Tractors match the power, speed, and strength of the best Badgers players by helping you tackle any and every challenge that comes your way. Score big with a Magnum Tractor this season by visiting your local Case IH dealer or go to caseih.com/badgers to learn more. On Wisconsin.
Running a business is a lot of work. Luckily, I've got a great partner.
Oh, I thank you.
I meant U.S. Bank.
I knew that.
U.S. Bank Business Essentials is a huge help to us.
Totally. Their comprehensive point-of-sale system does it all. Tracks inventory, manages schedules, customizes orders.
Plus all the regular banking stuff.
If only it could make coffee.
Nah, that's your job.
From point-of-sale to quick loans, we have many ways to make your business boom. That's what U.S. Bank is for.
U.S. Bank. We'll get there together. Equal housing lender member FDIC.
This is your home for the Badgers.
Kick is in the air, and it is good, and the Badgers win it!
The Badger Sports Network from Learfield.
You're listening to the Wisconsin Badgers live on Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK in Amory. Your local station is the best place to catch the excitement of every Badgers play and every score.
It's your hometown radio refreshed. And check out even more live programs with specific content designed just for you on the free Civic Media app. It's the way to take your favorite local station with you wherever you go. Search the app for other Wisconsin sports broadcasts, your local news, information, or music shows live, or listen to podcasts anytime, anywhere.
And keep it here. More live coverage of the Wisconsin Badgers coming up on your local Civic Media radio station, Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK in Amory.